What's up, Food Podcast? Happy holidays to everybody here. We got Rodrigo Torre with a ho-ho, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Ho-ho.
Oh, mama kiki.
Lisa Esparza over here, chilling, taking notes, doing taxes, doing everything over there. Aaron back over here with a wheel of steel. What up, everybody? We're doing it, man. A lot of things to get over with, man. I can't watch Saturday Night Live because I work Saturday nights, but I got to see the Foo Fighters kill it with their Christmas sweaters, singing Everlong. I waited here for you. Everlong. Then it switched to a Christmas song. Those women killed it on that song. And then it switched to Charlie Brown. Then they closed it up with Merry Christmas. And then the tweets went out after that.
Why?
Finally, we could say Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
For reals, bro.
What about Happy Holidays?
Like, who told you not to say it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Didn't it start with some shit?
If somebody told you not to say Merry Christmas, please let me know so I can punch him in the face.
I'll just say Happy Holidays instead just to piss him off.
I don't understand. And then Natasha and Marsha Kasher.
Happy Hanukkah. They
got a holiday card from their neighbors, yeah. And they tweeted it. It said, Happy Holiday, crossed out, and they put Merry Christmas.
Whoa.
It said Merry Christmas, and it said not holiday. And then Moshe said, our neighbors understand us so well.
Merry Holidays.
Merry Holidays. Happy Holidays. No, I'm going to start saying Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas and a ho 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 to you. I love Christmas. I love the whole Christmas season. I wish it would be like this all year, but people start freaking out, huh?
Where's the elf on the shelf, eh?
I know, man. Where's Chippo? We're back, people. We killed it. We probably sold out all shows at the Addison Improv.
Mamma mia.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I don't know about Thursday, but Sunday was pretty good.
Sunday was like 208, 220. It was still a lot of people.
Oh, it was packed as hell, dude.
We ran out of merch on the first night, huh?
Dude, it was over.
Well, you were supposed to get extra merch from FedEx, but FedEx fucked up and they didn't deliver until Monday.
Then
you guys are gone.
That's some bullshit.
Then they said we'll get there on Tuesday.
Then they changed it and said, oh, it's actually coming Tuesday.
Mama
and
me.
So I called. I called and then they said, okay, well, we'll send it back to Memphis. So I was like, Memphis? It never was in Memphis. Oh, that's our hub. It has to go through Memphis. And then we'll call you. And then what? And then you tell us what to do with it. I said, well, why can't you just skip the Memphis part and just send it back here, back home to L.A.? Oh, my God.
I was taking photos outside on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And some guy comes up to me in the line. Hey, man, can I buy that sweater off you? And I'm like, Banya, you're killing me.
It was the last one. Bro.
It was the last one.
It was all sweaty.
2 weeks
right?
old.
Yeah, man, the same one I've been wearing since Comedy Magic. One wash.
Full sleep with it.
Yeah, man, I was stressed out. I did all the hard work, bro. I took all the fuzz from inside of it already.
But, it's all smooth inside.
He gave me $40 cash, put it in my pocket, went home, got another one. So, yeah, man. So our merch never got there, but we had a good time over there. And we wait. Oh, man. The places we ate. No, I ate at Whole Foods every day. Stupid-ass security guard following me around.
Yeah,
gun,
tell me about though. That, because I saw your story about that. You didn't tell me the story, though.
When we got there,
I saw your Instagram.
There was a security guard walking around, you know, but, you know, I get followed at the Whole Foods here by the Mexican cop. But I didn't even notice him. So later on, we sat down, we were eating our Whole Foods, so I started recording him.
The first cop, or the second cop, because there was two.
The first one.
A cop or a security guard?
He was all decked out like a cop, but he was a security guard.
Well, I wanted to make sure, because that Whole Foods has a bar. And they're serving alcohol, and I always know that in Texas, if they have alcohol, there's a real cop.
There has to be a cop.
Okay,
so I'm thinking that. But that guy that was following him, he was a security guard. Because the black officer was a police officer.
No, well, they were no. They were both from the same thing, but the other guy looked more official because he wasn't all fat. He looked like the dad in Family Matters, the black cop.
Yeah.
And the other one was a bald one, like playing the part all, like walking with his stiff back and everything.
Are you going to prevent anything?
Dude. What are you going to do?
Yeah, punch fast.
They stole the power bar. Get him.
Yeah, man. Hey, hey, even though he had all the samples, bro. Right in front of him.
Dude, there was no samples over there, dog. They just had crumbs.
I hate when they have crumbs.
Dude, that's weak, dude. If I was a manager at that place, all those samples will be, like, dude, enough for, like, 20 people to grab. Real ones.
I remember when I first started, I didn't think about samples. He was done, bro. That's all he wanted.
Dude, I remember samples at Costco.
The best sample story, though, was when Felipe was taking Isaac around at the mall in the food court. And they're sampling everything. They get to this Chinese place that has wings. They have hot wings, right? And they give out samples of different flavored wings.
They're good, dude.
So they're out.
A whole wing?
Yeah. I think they gave one whole wing. That's what I'm saying, or a little drumstick, yeah. So
a little drum, man. But it was good, bro. Flavorful.
But yeah, they're all different flavors.
Spicy garlic. Can't go wrong.
So... Isaac. So they Isaac and Felipe went up to the wing place, the Chinese place, and said
they were out.
So they said, "Well, we need to make some more." And so I said, "Let's go shop, and then we'll come back." All right. So we came back after like an hour and a half of shopping.
No, because he goes, said, "We have to go back." He's like, "We're gonna be back." She said, 15 minutes.
Yeah. So we go back after a long time, and he goes up to the lady, the sample lady, and says, "Sorry, we took so long getting back." you got those samples? Are they ready?
Exhausted.
I laughed so hard because he just was thinking that they were expecting him to come back because he said he was coming back. He's like, "Oh, sorry, it took us so long to get back."
Did they have them?
Yeah,
they had them.
And then my brother Angel, he came back and they still didn't have it. And then he told the lady, "You're killing me, you know that?" He told her straight up, "You're killing me, man. What are you doing here? How long did it take?"
That's what I'm saying.
I went to a sample lady. Act like her fucking sample, bitch.
You gotta pay
$35 to sit your fat ass here and make these quesadillas.
Dude, that's a worse dude.
Or how about when a sample guy? It's a sample guy. It's an old white dude, like 59, 62.
Fucking Santa.
And he's making something. You know, he's never made that before. Yeah, so we got quiche. What you do is you can make these like fajitas, and they're not really fajitas.
Vaginas.
Yeah, man. I think, man. If it's Christmas, every store should be fucking sampling everybody a whole cake, bro. Like, like you gotta put on a whole cake out there for the people. What am I, fucking George Costanza's father? George Costanza's father didn't even have cake for us.
Dip that finger in that frosting, dude.
Yeah, man.
Trader Joe's has good samples.
Oh yeah, but a lot of places don't have samples, man. Like those Latino markets. Like a Liborio.
Yeah, they don't. But you know who does? Vallarta and that other one, Northgate. Dude, you go over there, it's like a party. They're giving out chips and like salsa and shit. Or no tacos, like, you know, grand opening maybe.
At the Grand Central Market.
What do they got there?
At the Grand Central Market on Broadway.
Downtown LA?
There's a place, bro, they saw puerco, bro. Straight up pig, like carnitas.
Like that guy's
chopping
that
it up right there, bro. And you go there, can you get a sample? That fool doesn't just give you a sample, bro. He grabs a tortilla that been steaming right there. Not a cooked tortilla, Rodrigo. That's one of those steam ones.
It's marinated.
The one that stays inside, a little thing that just steamed.
Oh, they never been open since they got in there.
Yeah.
Covered up with a little...
In the plastic bag, like kind of melting.
Yeah.
So he takes one out, and it's a little steamy, and then he just, with his plastic... He's wearing gloves, by the way. Plastic gloves. He grabs a tortilla, bro, grabs a scoop of the fucking carnita he just cut, and he hands it to you, bro, a little wax paper, bro.
What I'm saying, I don't even care if he wasn't wearing gloves.
And he tells you, there's some lemon right there and salsa if you want to really try it, papa. Dude, that's, I took, who did I take there? I took Chris Torino there, bro.
Wow, bro.
It's fucking good, bro.
Bro, I wish I ate this when I was a kid, bro. You guys got it good, bro.
What's up? Oh, shit. What was that crackling noise?
Diverticulitis, bro.
Bro. What's your favorite Christmas story, bro? Christmas movie.
Christmas story, please.
I mean, I like a lot of them, bro. My top five have to be Christmas Story 1, because I could watch that shit over and over, and I watch it over and over every year.
Dude, I just like...
Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase?
Yeah, it's good. A little white trash Christmas.
It's good, man. Of course, Santa Claus, the first one. 3. That shit's funny, bro. A little bully kid with a booger. Fool, I realized...
Fucking Jack Frost, dude.
I realized the movie was shot in Long Beach.
And really?
It was all shot... In,
where, fool?
It was not even shot... You know right there, Ren? Right there with the scene where they're hanging out, and it was shot right there at where we at the backstage of Tropicalia.
Right there at, what's it called? The Queen Mary.
Yeah.
Really? That little area? I like the first Home Alone.
I'll chip on there, man. Santa Claus, okay? It was supposed to be set in Florida or Arizona, right? But it was all shot in Long Beach. And that mall was Del Amo Mall.
Oh, where they have scenes of Jackie Brown.
Yeah. And that girl walking around when he's looking at her, checking out her ass, that's Del Amo Mall. And I started noticing it, bro, because I'm thinking about I've been to Florida. I know the kind of sun they got over there.
Yeah.
Always cloudy.
It's a filtered sun.
Yeah, man. Welcome to Florida, Jacksonville, man. I'm doing all the loony bins. Yeah, man. So that's my third. And also, what do I like, man? I like Home Alone, bro.
I love that. The first one's the best.
Yes. You know, it's not really, it'll probably be number five, number six. It's not really a Christmas story, but there's a lot of Christmas themes in it. Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, dude.
Man, when that fool, that's the real bad Santa, bro. When he's down and out, bro, and that fool walks into that fucking Christmas party and just walks out with a fucking piece of salmon and he's eating that shit in a bus all dirty and a fucking salmon full of hair.
That's a badass movie, though, dude.
Oh, shit.
Dog fighting.
Yeah, man. So that's my third, right? And also, man, there's a lot of them, bro, but that's the ones I can barely think about. Oh, of course, Lethal Weapon 1, bro. That's a Christmas movie run. It starts off with a fucking buying Christmas trees, and it ends on Christmas Day. When him and Gary Busey are fighting, they're playing like, rocking along the Christmas. Oh, and I'm trying to think of another one that's good, bro, but I guess I got to say that I like, we're talking about the five best Christmas movies. And I said that, of course, Christmas Story 1, Christmas Vacation 2, Bad Santa 3, number 4, it's not even a Christmas story, but
Home Alone.
You're crazy. Scrooged has to be in the top five.
All right.
Scrooged is the best.
Dude, I used to get forced to watch that like in school.
I'm forced to read it, bro.
In school. You got nothing else? No, you're talking about the Christmas Carol.
That was one with Bill Murray.
I'm talking about Scrooged with Bill Murray. That's the best one.
I prefer Caddyshack.
Isn't that a Christmas story? Also, man, it's not even a Christmas story.
You didn't
but
say Elf either.
I like
Elf's a badass movie. I seen that shit in the theater, dude.
I did too.
That's a badass movie, dude. I would have to say that's my number two, though.
Elf.
Is a fucking great movie.
Elf is tight,
and,
dog.
And the one I like September 29th, December 29th, 29th
Street. 29th
Street, yeah. That's Christmas.
Yeah, dog.
I don't care for that movie.
That's a badass. Danny Aiello.
They gather. They can't sing. Hey, Travis, sing a song.
And that's always pissed off.
Felipe likes stuff that happens in like restaurants, and you love the that one. Restaurant. You love that one restaurant with movie with Stanley Tucci, right? The Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I do, man. I like that one.
And you also love the part in Goodfellas where they're making the dinner. Like, you love watching the process of making dinner.
And come on, when that guy says, in Goodfellas, let's eat. And like, she brought out that tray. Come on.
Oh, forget about it, huh?
But when they're slicing the garlic and doing all that stuff.
Putting ketchup on his pasta. I never understood that, bro.
Because he mixes it with the sauce.
Why? It's too harsh, too strong, too garlicky?
I don't know. They American it up a little bit,
you,
dog.
You put mayonnaise on your stuff. I mean, ketchup on your stuff.
Yeah,
Mexican
but not spaghetti.
Food.
I don't know. Those East Coasters, bro. But even in the prison, when the prison scene there, they eat good, dog.
Yeah, that's
hard. How do you like your steak medium rare? An aristocrat.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
So that was that, bro. That's a cool shirt, Jimmy. Gotta get rid of that.
Just take some time.
What's up, fool? A little crackling noise, bro. So,
what's going on here? What happened, fool?
I think I like Santa too, bro. The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. What?
Fucking fake fat guy.
And I like that Twilight Zone Santa Claus with Art Carney.
That's a great one.
That fool's down and out Santa Claus. He's like a bum. And he finds his bag and he goes, what's your favorite toy? Walkie-talkie? Let's see what's in there. He's just joking around. Oh, my God. Here's a walkie-talkie. He just takes up presents, bro. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
It's
like
a portal to another dimension.
Yeah, man. So like that. Okay. Here we go.
Cool, bro.
Everybody. And what are you going for?
What?
So, Chris Story, where are you going for Christmas?
You know where I go, bro. The happiest place on earth, bro.
Where?
Disneyland, bro.
You go there every year.
You know how we do it, bro.
Are they really coming down for Christmas?
I don't know.
I think so, bro. No, I don't know.
What's up, fool? Yeah, man,
Christmas. By the way, when you whispered in his ear, you could hear everything.
I know they could see us too, man. It's part of the drama.
Yeah, he was in on it the whole time.
It's part of the drama.
The suspense.
We might have a few people over for some tamales. Vegan tamales, vegan pozole.
I don't like tacos.
What are those signs?
Fred, I don't think we're inviting Fred Stoller this year.
Remember that he was complaining at that Arab Corolla Christmas party or something? Dr. Drew?
Well, he wanted soup.
Oh, my God.
And I said, I have pozole.
Was this Cantor's or what?
I said, I have pozole. He's like, is that too spicy? I said, no, just don't put anything in it. You'll be fine.
What's up, fool? December 27th, benefit for Flaco at the Ice House. I'm hosting a show. Martin Rizzo, Rodrigo Torres, Brian McDaniel, Luz Palacios.
What's her last name? Palacios?
Huh?
Luz Palacios.
I thought it was Palacios. Oh. Palacios? I wrote it down.
What is it?
Luz Palacios.
That's what I call Luz Palacios.
Well, I wrote Palacio.
Luz Palacios, Rasa. That's Isaac's crush. Dude.
Oh, shit.
Isaac Flaco Martinez.
Okay. Luz Palacios.
He has a crush on everybody.
Well, this show is called, it should be called I Took Flaco to the Hospital One Night.
To the ER, huh?
Yeah. And also, January 5th, I'll be in Boulder, Colorado, at the Boulder Theater. January 6th, Portland, Oregon, Revolution Hall. January 12th, Chicago, the Vic Theater. January 13th, New York City. January 13th, New York City. Tell all your friends, PlayStation Theater. January 20th, Coachella, Spotlight 29. January 27th, Tucson, Arizona, at Desert Diamond, Sahuarito.
Sahuarita.
Just
20 minutes outside of that? Tucson. 20 cool. minutes out of Tucson.
January 16th, I'll be at the Brea Improv. Rodrigo Torres and the homies.
Yeah, oh, Joe and the homies. Huh?
Yeah, bro.
Who's on the show, bro?
Special guest, bro.
Who, Mando?
Hey, man, are you Chinese food with tortillas? Eh?
Fucking Pops, bro.
Hey, bro.
What a breath, bro. I'm fat.
What's going on here?
What's we got Lisa over here dressed in black, joining the dark side?
Oh, you guys see Star Wars yet?
Hell no, bro.
Damn. I'm too fat right now.
I don't know nothing. I thought Lisa didn't want to see it, so I was gonna
that's why I didn't watch
but
it.
But we're not gonna see it on Christmas Day.
I told him he could go
some
see
couches.
It. Okay.
We're gonna sit on some couches at the movie theater, the
reclining.
The
couches, the reclining.
You Chinese food?
That's the way to see it, right, bro?
Oh my God, I just fall asleep in there, dog.
Yeah, man.
I like to have a beer and watch me.
What's up, fool? We have a guest today, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. We used to be with the same agent, Maverick.
Oh, wow.
Back in the days, right? Oh. Yeah, and we were the last survivors, bro.
That was a long time
she
ago.
Left before everybody, and it was like Lunel. We were like the Dirty Dozens, bro.
She started the Exodus?
We were the ones that Jay couldn't dump. So he was like,
he didn't even tell you he was leaving.
He was just we're changing companies. I'm keeping you guys.
But he didn't even tell you until like a month later.
Mr. Feldman, bro. He just took off with him.
Mr. Belding.
Mr. Belding.
Saved by the Bell?
Saved by the Bell, bro. Biggest client.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He went to Abrams. He only took him.
But then he called like a month later and said, oh, I don't know if you know, but I moved. I meant to tell you. I thought I told you. I said, no, you didn't tell us.
I don't think I was ever actually with them. I think he just kind of said I was.
I know. I knew another guy, man, who just used to have the ICM hat. Roger Paul.
He
was there with him for a month.
Yeah, yeah.
He was wearing an ICM hat
and
a coat.
Give him
a
boot,
all up on Montreal Festival in 2005.
I got booked on a sitcom in 2015, and Jay Schachter had nothing to do with it. And I ended up having to pay commission for that series regular role.
Six episodes.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I should have done, looking back, fought it.
Yeah, I fought him. Well, I fought him because he wanted your touring money from
me. Yeah,
I should have
fought it. It was 18 grand.
He wanted to wet his beak, huh?
He wanted, like, he got a cut of the winnings from Last Comic Standing because he booked you on that. But he thought he was getting a cut of the touring money from Last Comic Standing.
You fought him?
Oh, yeah. I said, but you're not booking that tour. You don't have any cut of his stand-up. You're theatrical.
Good.
That's it.
Good.
And he was like, oh. He knew.
I should have. You know what? I was too.
He knew.
I know.
Bag.
So we have Rebecca Corey, people.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, please.
Sorry, I was talking before
Rebecca
you said
Corey.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
So, I'm good. Forget, I'm good. How are you?
We don't want to go an hour here without introducing you. Yeah.
How's the dogs?
Well, Sally came in all tough, talking shit. She I came saw that, in all man. Tough.
Well, she
was
heard
like,
Felipe barking, I think.
Yeah, she went over there like, and
goes, she went in and goes, I know there's another dog over there. Because there is.
Oh, is there?
A little,
wait, there is here?
A little Lulu. Luann, bro. A little Lulu.
Where? I'm glad like, she didn't see there? It. She doesn't oh. like it.
Like a little cocker spaniel?
What is that? Like a little? It looks like a little lion, huh?
There's a corgi. There's a corgi, French bulldog.
Oh. All here retriever. Right now?
Yeah.
I think they're
yeah.
in the other room. That's she like smells them, it's a different right? company. Oh. It's a different company. Okay. They're closed off.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get well, get her out of here.
Scratching her nails.
She was like, Sally was like, this is not. And then that's Todd.
Todd.
Todd and Sally.
How you doing, Todd?
They're good. They're good. They're both rescued and alive. So that's a good thing.
What's up, fool? How you been?
I've been all right. You're like one of my favorite people on the planet. How have you been?
I've been good, man.
Yeah?
We just got back from Addison. We were getting rushed out of the Addison Empire every night.
Come on, guys. Let's get out of here. Mama,
we gotta go.
You got a special? You got a special out?
Yeah, an HBO special just out.
Congratulations.
One, yeah, we did it all ourselves. We didn't have to share the money with anybody.
You just shot it yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hired the crew and they did the editing and everything, but they were on a skeleton budget and we paid for it all ourselves.
And you just presented it
and then we sold it to HBO, but they don't buy many specials that have been done before, you know.
Good
but they
for
didn't
you.
They didn't change a thing. They loved it.
Oh, good. Yeah, it was good. Good. I'm glad. I'm happy for you. You're one of the good ones.
You're in a rental car commercial. Budget?
She's been in a lot of commercials.
Hurts.
Wait, what a random thing to bring up. What happened? Did you see it somewhere?
I saw it a lot of times.
Yeah, wait, times. Recently?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
I saw it on YouTube. I saw it on TV. I saw it when I was in a hotel room.
That was a huge campaign.
You have to give your agent at Maverick a check for that too?
I did not. Because I was never with Maverick. I think he just said I was. I don't know. But I do want that money back.
What a scam artist.
I know, right? 18 grand he got from me. I'd like to.
Same thing happened to Martin Rizzo.
Oh, well, they just accepted the check.
The straight jack.
Like most agencies do on his behalf, and then they never gave him.
What's wrong with these people?
I don't know.
What's going on? What is going on? We live in an end times.
Miss Ethics 101.
I don't know. Like, some people, like, I guess when you start off, like,
yeah.
She's been my manager for like 20 years. How? You have an agent already. You should have dubbed that manager at 6. You know what I mean? And then. He goes, well, you know, all my she gets all my checks. You know, she signs up. Why? Why does she sign all your checks?
Yeah.
Is she your mom?
Right.
This is a business, goddammit.
Right.
So, she just does everything, you know. Then later on, they cry because they don't have nothing.
Well, for agencies, most of them can accept checks on your behalf. You agree to that because they get the payment, they take their commission out, and they give you the rest. But a manager shouldn't be.
But you have to sign a form to allow them.
You have to sign that.
And he didn't have that form. No. He didn't even know my social security number or my maiden name. I'd been married. People don't know that.
That's crazy.
And so he called me. He's like, can I have your social security number? Can I have your maid? I said, no. What are you talking about? Well, you know, I made the call to get you. I said, no, you didn't. I got called in directly.
I made the call. That call. I
made a call.
$18,000 call.
He didn't even know when I had callbacks. He didn't know when I. He loves that I'm just like saying it out loud.
It's all good.
Let it out.
I'm letting it out. I've let a lot out.
We've heard. You've been in the news.
I think that happened to Rodrigo, right?
Well, what happened?
You've been robbed before, right?
Oh, I got robbed, but it wasn't like from an agent.
Oh, really?
Get robbed at the gunpoint.
I found a promoter to the ATM. I had no money.
Wait, you got robbed for real? Like robbed with a gun?
Not robbed. I got like jacked. Like I had money, like cash money inside.
The landlord. His landlord broke into his house and took his money.
You know, went in there and took it. And then like, the next day, I was like, dude, where the fuck's the shit at? Flipping everything over.
Nice.
And then I just took off. I was like, fuck this.
Were you wearing a GoPro when you did that?
Hell no. Sitting there and sweating in like June and shit.
And one of those times you would have hit it under the bed, she would have found it, huh?
Oh, dude, I just think, dude.
Landlords can be shady, too.
Jack me nasty.
You knew somebody else who was getting robbed by their landlord, too. She was coming in and digging in their drawers and stuff, right?
Yes.
And they had her on camera. They had her on camera finally and got her busted.
Yeah, and then like one time when he was recording her, she was carrying a gun. Bro.
Yeah, she had a gun on her.
Shut up.
She caught her with a gun. Looking.
Because I think she came in ready to fight somebody in case they were home. Yeah. Landlord, man.
God damn.
And then she goes, then she goes, fight. What did you shoot him? Walk, I heard supposed to be at work. I heard somebody in here. Yeah, I want to make, I want to investigate.
Because they're not supposed to go in unless there's like a gas leak.
Plus, this lady probably doesn't have that
consent, fire. Too, right?
Yeah.
Then she get over. Then that room is probably not registered as a rental place.
Who knows?
Yeah, she's killed somebody before, dude.
She was ready.
You don't whip out a gun like that. Or chill with one. Anyhow.
So what's up, man?
Well,
when'd you get started in comedy?
When did I get started?
Where?
Chicago.
Chi-town.
You're from Chicago?
No, I grew up in Seattle, but I moved to Chicago when I was 19, and then I went through the Second City training program and then studied at the Annoyance Theater, and then I ended up, the last 2 years I was in Chicago, I like improv, but I don't like improv games and shit, so like if I'm on the stage with people doing games, I'm like, I always say out loud, break the reality, and I'm like, that was stupid. What was that?
Yes, so, and?
Yeah, yes, Michael and, that Scott. Was stupid. Yes, and that was stupid. And then they're always like, you can't say that. Yeah, I don't like games. So I dumped out of that. And then, and I think people were happy. I didn't do it anymore. And then I did audience warm up at the Jenny Jones Show for 2.5 years.
Damn.
And that's how I started getting into stand up because I'd be out there. Jenny Jones is just the most unpleasant. And she would have like hair issues on the regular. So I'd be out there for 3 hours vamping. And after a while, you just like 5 days a week. It was a 5 day a week show, and it was so much work. And
wait, so you didn't have an act when you started that? You just
no,
were
you just hyping. I was you were put in front of a huge audience. Wow, and meant to be out there. Sometimes I was out there for like an hour and a half,
just cheerleading, like not
yeah, and trying to come up. Then I figured after a while, I started figuring out things I could do, and then pretty soon I realized it wasn't really an act per se because I didn't really know, but it was like things I could go to that I knew that the crowd, it was a very urban crowd and people were, Jenny Jones Show was so popular and Springer taped across the hall. Oh, wow. And it was crazy. And so that's when I started doing it. And I did that for 2.5 years and then moved out here. And then like in 2001, I did stand up for the very first time at the Improv. And it was a showcase for the Montreal Comedy Festival for new faces. And I got in. And with that 5 minutes, and it was like, you know, it was an amazing year. I think like Kevin Hart, me, D. Ray Davis, Dean Edwards. That was, I think I may have been the only woman, maybe one other one. But so 2001, really. And then just been plugging away, acting and crap. Yeah. Still doing it. With now I tour nationally with my foundation. That's why I want you to do a show.
What's your foundation?
The Stand Up for Pitts Foundation.
Stand Up for Pitts, bro.
Stand Up for Pitts. Got two of them right here. Todd's from Rescue from a Dog Fighting Operation.
Which one? The black one?
Yep. And Sally is just severe neglect and abuse, overbreeding.
Yeah.
Abuse, yeah.
You see a lot of overbreeding in the community, in the pit bull community.
Dab right? Queen, bro.
I can't even look at her. Well, there's this girl on Instagram they follow. She's selling her puppies from her apartment.
I don't even tell me her name. I can't even look don't at tell her. Me her name. It's brutal. Yeah, so that's
it. Like, I knew a guy. Well, I'm going to say, yeah, man, this guy in the projects, bro. All right? We live in the housing projects, right? First of all, you can't have no animal. Not a cat.
Not a hamster.
Not a hamster.
No. Cockatoo.
Not even a fish, dude, you're supposed to have. But people have fish. This guy lived in a 4-bedroom apartment with his whole family, a bunch of girls, and my friend Nacho. That fool was breeding Dover. He was breeding Rottweilers, bro.
Mm-mm.
Like, Rottweilers, bro. Like, they were outside eating, bro. Like, all 8 of
Shut
them.
Up.
What?
He lived in the housing projects. They finally somebody stopped them and told him, you're crazy, dude. Why are you breeding all these dogs?
He's probably selling them for $100 a piece.
He was selling them. Of course he was selling them. But every time I bring it up with I see my friends sometimes in the streets. What's up, man? Your dad's still selling them dogs. That man would do anything to hustle, bro. Tacos. He had a big old SWAT
dogs
man, too.
Dogs are tacos.
Very similar. Very similar.
But yeah, man, like, I don't know. Like, I get like, or sometimes you're like at Walmart, usually like around 2 in the morning, you come out, there's like this meth head out there with a box.
I know.
Yeah, man, you want to just. We gonna buy a little puppy. That fool, that little puppy, all scared like he is. The baby has been. Does this dog have his shots? He didn't know what to say.
When what's you, a
yeah,
shot?
Yeah.
No, he ain't been shot.
Yeah, this is the last. Yeah, it's a bad neighborhood. The last shots were on here.
We went to Venice Beach and that woman was.
Oh, we were. I wanted to take that dog.
I wanted to buy the dogs, but then I don't want to. I don't want to keep it going. You know, and it's like.
Like this homeless guy had this dog that was so scared.
I wanted to take that dog from. I wanted to pay him $20 for that dog.
Did you just say it was it? So
it was a little Chihuahua thing, and it was so scared and cold, and then it threw up something.
It was probably
like pizza or something, but it just threw up. It looked like its whole intestines right in front of us. But then he was so scared. And he snapped at everybody who came by. He said, he hates everybody. And I wonder why.
Yeah.
I said, this dog's been abused.
Nah, man. I think we live in a world of Mad Max.
Well, that too.
The
it was all
of Mad Max, he did. Bro. He had a pink mohawk.
He did. He looked crazy. They were all, you know.
We do. We definitely do.
But then I was like, that dog's going to, it won't come to me for one. Two, it's going to be even more scared when it gets in our car. Three, I don't know what kind of things it has, what kind
of
parasites
or whatever.
He
sees that all the time. When you exterminate, man, like you go to people's houses, you're like, how could this guy breed all these fucking cats?
Dude,
you
see
animals.
When I was putting in air conditioning, actually, I was kicking them out of their houses, and somebody would grab it from the floor. I would go into a house, an old man with like 13 cats. There's cat food everywhere, and there's baby cats. Everywhere too, like how can you live like this? How can you keep your cats like that? They can't even run.
I know.
Oh, it's brutal, man. The house stinks. All that shit.
Most of the time, people shouldn't have animals. Most people, they shouldn't have humans either. A lot of people.
I know. If you can't take care of yourself, dude.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
That's why I gave my humans away.
When did you start your foundation?
I started it in 2013. Just at the end, like September of 2013, because I organized a march on Washington, D.C. to help raise awareness about dog fighting and breed-specific legislation. And we made U.S. history. It was pretty epic. Like, we marched on Washington, and 5,000 people came from all over the country and world. And
Million Man Ruff.
That's it. It was actually called the 1 Million Pibble March.
Oh,
so we marched in... I organized it myself, got the U.S. Capitol, the West Lawn, and we rallied there, and it was pretty great, pretty cool. Pretty cool to be able to raise awareness about what's going on with these dogs, because it's pretty crazy.
Did your cousins do dog fights with Rodrigo Riverside?
No, I've never been in no dog fights.
But they do them, huh?
Like I've heard of them. I mean, the only thing I've ever been to live are cockfights, you know. Rooster
That's
fight.
A big problem here, yeah. too.
You know where they have them at? Odessa, Texas, bro.
Yeah.
In Midland, Texas, I always say that when I was working over there, the comedy club already closed. Everybody went to prison. But one time the promoter...
Wait, everybody went to prison from the comedy club?
Yeah.
They were involved in nefarious activities.
Yeah, a lot of them were.
Like dogfighting and stuff?
No.
That was just a hobby for them.
Drugs.
The owner goes, hey, man, you want to go to the fights? Later on, after you take your nap from radio, and I said, I was like, I'm going to wake up and go to a fight at 3 in the afternoon on a Friday. He goes, no, I'm good, man. What kind of, he goes, then later on, I asked him, how were the fights? And he goes, yeah, it was good, man. My dog kicked ass, thing. I didn't lose $2,500. I guess that's how much every dog is worth. But, yeah, man, they went to a regular dog fight. He goes, God damn, dog fight.
You thought it was a regular
fight. That's actually a federal offense now.
I thought it was a regular fight. But now, man, it was a bunch of local guys, local neighborhood. It's a regular thing in that neighborhood. And they all went.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I grew up in East Dayton. East Dayton was a hub for, indoor gambling, like illegal video game gambling, and then also dog fighting. It was huge. And they would steal stray dogs.
Yep.
And train them, and they were bait dogs. And that was happening all throughout our neighborhood. And we my mom rescued all those little dogs, and we'd go feed all the strays at night, every night.
I wonder how these little markets in the neighborhood get away with so much gambling. Like, when I was living in...
Well, that's where Larry Flint and his brother grew up.
When I was living in Diamond Street, that's the gang in the neighborhood, but when I was living in downtown on Boylston, the Asian guy, he had an arcade... And one of the machines with a regular slot machine. Mm-hmm. There's people losing money all day and winning money too.
Sitting there for hours.
For hours. It's an actual slot machine. How come they don't stop it?
Nobody dropped small a dime.
Time.
Nobody,
yeah, but, it's small time, huh? Or maybe they're paying somebody off. Probably. Look the other way.
What's up, fool?
What's happening?
So, how long you been staying with your dog for a long time?
Yeah, I mean,
how did you start it?
Yeah, what made you start this?
Well, a dog named Angel came into my life. She was rescued from South LA, and someone had dumped battery acid on her back, cut her ears off with razor blades or scissors, and she was in the pound, and no one was going to get her. At the last minute, a small rescue got her, and I started fostering her, and then just became really educated about pit bull type dogs and the stereotype and the discrimination they endure, and that 85% of all dogs in shelters are pit bull type dogs, and pit bull is not a breed, it's a breed, but these dogs are all called pit bulls because of how they look. It's a term based on how they look. And so I was just like, wait, so we're killing millions of these dogs and calling them dangerous and violent because they have short hair and like beefy shoulders? Like, that's insane. And then just started realizing the underground world of it all, the dog fighting of it all, the discrimination. People can't get houses or insurance or apartments. They can't, you know, just because they have a dog that looks, it's discrimination at like the most insane level. And so it just really pissed me off. And I just really educated myself about breed specific legislation and how shitty the law was and how awful it was, and just believed like, look at the discrimination that people deal with every day. It's like, it just all bleeds down. It's the same thing. So I started fighting it, and still am, and always will, because, you know, they're born inherently good. They're innocent, voiceless beings, and it's human beings that are fucked up and dangerous, not dogs. So, yeah, my foundation has saved a lot, a real lot, thousands and thousands, and we have a ripple effect, because we raise, like this year, I think we raised 77,000 for nonprofits nationwide, and no, 77,000 in shelter supplies, and then 67,000 in funds for nonprofits nationwide. And my foundation raises funds too. Last year, we spay and neutered for low income families 430 animals, which is amazing, around the country. And like, you know, we do a lot of ripple effect work, like at the core, that will help save lives for years to come, not just taking dogs from the pound and saving them. We're not a rescue. We don't have fosters, but we support a lot of people who do and save a lot of dogs that way. And we run a dog fighting tip line in LA County. So I have a private investigator that checks out the tips, and we have a relationship with law enforcement and county officials. And
what should people do if they know about dogfighting in their neighborhoods?
Very good question. What's that?
I was like, put some money down.
Okay. See? Now that's the problem with Murica. That's a good question. Well, first of all, I want to say you should care, because where there's dogfighting, there's always other crimes. So these guys that are dogfighting dogs, it's like what you said earlier, it's just a tip of the iceberg. There's usually abuse of children, assault, battery, illegal weapons,
drugs.
Most of
the people are involved in a sexual slave trade, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Come on, if you're like fighting with dogs,
yeah,
you're probably a pimp, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. That's the kind of mentality.
Well, because it's just They're not humans or animals anymore. They're objects. They're money making objects. And if you see money making out of a dog, you're gonna see it out of a person
exactly.
as well.
But some pit bulls are also just bred for show, right?
Well,
big ass pit bulls over there, bro. Buff one.
People like them. Well, the blue nose pits, red nose, all that stuff, right?
Oh yeah. Well, that's one thing we fight, because it's like, why are you breeding more dogs when there's millions dying and being thrown in garbage bags every year? Who are amazing? These guys are from the shelter. There's amazing dogs in the shelter right now. They're full.
They sell for good coin, though, right?
It's so annoying. Yeah, it's like, and then those dogs, they're a gift. They get in the wrong hands. They end up in the shelter. We end up having to clean it
most
up. It's a mess.
Most people get pet bulls in the beginning, like for their babies or for them. They realize they can't really, they always send them back.
They just drop them off. They throw them away at the pound. It's really sad. But I want to answer your question about what should you do. First, it is don't look away. You got to care. And even if you don't like dogs, I say this to people all the time. It's like, if you don't like pit bulls, or you don't even like animals at all, it doesn't matter. A dog fighter affects you. If you think a dog fighter isn't capable of burning your shit down or stealing your car or robbing your whatever, you're wrong. So you should care. And then evidence is always great. You got to be careful, though. But, you know, any sort of video footage, photos, witnesses is great. You can, in L.A. County, they can call the tip line, which is 1-877-777-2585. Anywhere else in the country, you can call the HSUS tip line. And if a fight is in progress, call 911. It's a federal offense. They'll go to federal. If prosecuted, they will go to jail.
I remember that when I was a kid growing up, I didn't even know that the Little Rascals dog was a pit bull until later on.
Petey. Right, Petey.
Because then I realized, how come they cut their ears? I asked my mom, how come they cut their ears, though? Make them scary. Because Petey was cute, right? And he's a pit bull, right?
Yeah.
From Little Rascals, like this guy.
Yeah. Like Todd.
Yeah, Todd, so what's up, dog?
Spud, do you want to come McKenzie over too.
Go say hi, guy.
Spud McKenzie's a type of pit, though,
he's
right?
He's a bull terrier.
There you go. Because a pit bull is like a bull terrier and an English like bulldog.
It's a hybrid, right?
There's an American pit.
Yeah, American Pit Bull Terrier is the technical.
Yeah, that's what
breed,
everybody's looking
but,
for.
Yeah, but if you were to like swab the inside of Todd's face and swab the inside of Sally's mouth, they would just be mutts. But they're called pit bulls because of what they look like.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But there's really only one American Pit Bull Terrier, and they're always pretty small.
They're usually shorter.
I remember watching the American pit you're talking about in the cartoons. He was always a drill sergeant.
Ball buster.
I could see that.
Hard line. But they're very sweet.
They have a terrible rap, but they're sweet.
And why do they get that terrible rap? Like, you know, they always mob kids, supposedly.
Movies,
this and that.
Too, probably.
Gangsters
movies.
Like them.
Like, in movies, people are always attacking somebody.
I know. It's
and you know
same...
what's funny? They're going to redo that movie. Somebody told me, Dogs, the Doberman Pinscher Gang. You know that movie that where the Doberman rob banks?
No, what was it?
There used to be a movie in the 80s called the Doberman Pinscher Gang. The guy would walk in with seven Dobermans with a pouch, and they would grab the guards, and they would rob the whole bank.
Yeah, they had like a method.
Yeah,
a method of stealing it. Each one had
They're going to redo it.
You know what? And then you know what happened? Every time they do a cute movie about dogs, go buy and buy dogs, go breed more dogs.
Glorification,
and then the following year, the shelters will be full of Doberman Pinschers.
That would happen during
with rabbits.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yep.
And Easter, same thing.
Easter with the rabbits. Yeah. And
what is wrong with
the rabbit that we got was a gift, a Valentine's Day gift to this girl, and then she didn't want it.
Of course.
And it sat but at the time we didn't know what she was, but she sat in a room in a dark cage with no human interaction.
For like 8 hours a day.
Brutal.
And then they let her out once a day in the yard, like a prison inmate.
Yeah,
so
she
got
didn't
her,
have hay. She was
we
just
got
eating
her,
pellets.
She never ate hay. She just ate pellets.
Yeah, she was.
Oh
just
my gosh!
No love.
Terrible.
When we brought her home, she was the first time she got out, huh?
She sat with us for hours.
Well, when
and
you
just
start
kissed
your
us.
When you start your foster program for rabbits, even though we stand up for pits, we'll help you out.
Yeah.
We'll
stand
give
up
you
for
a
bunnies.
Grant. Yeah, stand up for bunnies.
This is a nice dog.
Todd's pretty legendary. He's got a huge following on Instagram. I think like 30. Him and Sally have like 35,000.
What are their Instagrams?
Want me to take a picture of you guys?
Yeah,
me, Betty. Right. Okay. Mr. Todd and Sergeant Sally.
Mr. Todd and Sergeant Sally on Instagram.
Did it take? Oh, look at how much he's loving that.
Yeah, you can record me or just print that white button.
Okay,
just hold it.
What's his name?
This is Todd.
What up, Todd?
Todd. Oh,
Todd's
hold
the
white button.
Grade.
Wait,
yeah, hold
how
it.
Do I do it? What kind of phone is that? Never.
Come here, Todd.
You can
Todd.
Pick him up if you want. He don't. He doesn't mind getting picked up. Too. Come here, Sally. Sally's
baby
like.
Baby steps.
Oh, baby steps. Todd, turn around. I want to see.
Look at you. Come here, you.
Here, let me get this. Sally, back up, man. She's a big-headed beast. Oh, look at him.
Aww.
There we go. Oh, my goodness. Do you want me to record?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, ready?
Oh, how cute.
Aww.
That's our dog.
That's how slippers flaps.
There he is.
Mama Kiki.
Look at Todd. What a good guy. Here, want me to take a picture?
Yeah.
Take him to Olvera Street.
How do I do a picture? Sit down, guy. There you go. I want to take a picture. Where's my phone?
The first I've ever been to a dog ever.
I guess we're getting a pit bull, huh? Oh.
That's Todd. Todd's from dog fighting.
Look over there.
Oh.
Did I take it already?
Yeah.
I took a few too.
Oh,
how cute.
God. I want to take one too. I want to take one. Hang on.
Oh, but you got any snacks?
So are these your dogs now that you've adopted them? And
Todd was saved from a dog fighting operation with 9 others. And they killed the whole family.
Oh, wow.
Because they were from a dog fighting operation.
Oh, look at
them. And have they busted a lot of dog fighting operations here in LA County?
They fight them. They bust dog fighting operations across the country every day.
Multiple times a day. Yeah.
Every day, how?
Did that Michael Vick stuff give it any credence?
Well, you know, it was good because it showed people that
it's happening.
That it's happening, and that he ran a huge one for a long time.
He just winked at me.
He does he winked at me like that. Here he comes. Here he comes.
Some coffee, though.
Watch out for that cup.
I think it's empty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Just hold it still. It's
he's only 40. He's only 40 pounds. There he is. He's just partying.
To say hello.
He wants to see the exterminator. There we go.
Hi, my friends.
Hi.
We look at Todd.
We're gonna make a donation to your thing.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
I just said I was gonna make a donation to you.
No.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much. That is amazing. Are
this
you kidding?
This dog is friendly. No.
Is that a joke check?
Shut up, you guys.
It's going to disappear. Turn into a peso.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. I can't believe that. I'm blasting that out to all of our supporters. Thank you so much.
I bet a lot of dogs came in during the fires too, huh?
No, I mean, we don't know about the... I don't know about... I know, he is...
I want to be a dog.
We have a rabbit and
look at that.
And the rabbit's just as lovable. Well, yeah.
Well, less lovable than this.
I heard you guys are gonna get Todd braces.
Yeah.
Todd just took over the podcast.
Yeah, he did. Look at Todd.
You don't care out here.
Look, he's in the microphone. Look at him.
He wants to talk.
Where's Aaron?
He still has some things.
Todd,
to
you
say.
Know that this isn't a playground, sir.
He's all happy. Turn. Look at his tail.
Hey, Mr. Guy, come here.
He's gonna fall.
Yeah, he needs some breathing. Oh my God, I can't believe you guys just donated $1,000 to the Stand Up for Pits Foundation. That's crazy.
Aww.
Thank you so much. I did not expect that at all.
You're welcome.
That's amazing. Thank you. You're gonna have to do the show at some point.
Yeah. What a big dog.
We did it at the Avalon Theater this year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was incredible. Wow. But yeah, sold out. It sold out in 7 days.
Oh wow.
555 people in 7 days with no lineup.
Damn, that's crazy.
Great.
I know, it's amazing. So you have to come. I think I asked you to do it, right?
Yeah. But
were you on the road? Or
I think
you're
on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been busy like every weekend this year.
Yeah, you are just like...
I feel his body on my leg.
he loves you. Is that really... Are you kind of afraid of dogs?
No.
No, it's just he's never had any pet. His first pet, real pet, was our hamster who died 2 years ago.
Oh.
Devastated.
And he was devastated.
That is devastating.
And then we had a rabbit that got sick last winter.
Yeah, she got sick, but she got better. Last year, she was very sick.
Are you guys vegans, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah. Rodrigo sometimes.
Trifecta.
Rodrigo vegan for desserts.
What if I would have known I live next to a specialty vegan cheese shop in Hollywood that's across the street from the Laugh Factory, and their cheeses are literally unbelievable. They're expensive, but they're all vegan.
Really?
The guy, and they are so good.
I
could eat some cheese and bread today.
that cheese platter they have at Crossroads is delicious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have like a roasted ricotta. and it's like roasted on the outside. It's like flame.
Uh-huh.
And then they put a little apricot glaze over it and you spread it on your bread.
Vegan.
So all vegan. Yeah. Have you ever been to Crossroads on Melrose?
I have not.
It's fancy schmancy.
Oh, yes. I've been there once.
It is good. Fancy.
Yes, it's fancy and pricey.
You saw Shannon Elizabeth there.
It's delicious.
Oh, you did?
I don't know if that was her. I guess it was her.
Come on, say hello.
Felipe thinks everybody is somebody.
Oh, my God. That's so hilarious.
For real, bro.
And then I got to go look at him. Like, I got to really look at him. And then I'm staring.
I think there's a what we call a love connection happening here. Todd has went ahead and said, could you be my forever dad? No, you're not. He wants to play now. You're not playing.
Wow, little baby paws.
I know. He's
so clean.
I know.
I guess we got to get a dog soon, huh?
Well, let me know when you're ready. I'll get you
older
a good
one.
Yeah, an older one.
Oh, yeah? What kind? Like five?
And we'll take older ones, yeah.
He's playing. You're not. This is not.
How old is Todd?
Todd's only like 2.5.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's a young guy. He does love you though, for sure.
With this big guy right here.
But I've seen pit bulls and bunnies get along. I've seen some people with lots of different kinds of dogs.
Oh, Todd would.
And
Todd
rabbits.
Would love to play with a bunny.
Yeah. They just got to get to know each other.
So they were the first time the rabbit went out today because it was cold.
And play dating.
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? I hope that helps.
It's going to absolutely help. I cannot believe how sweet that is. That is so sweet. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. What do you mean? I can't believe it.
Besides that, what you been up to? Any TV work coming up?
No, none. I just finished the tour, Stand Up for Pitts.
Who was on it?
Well, the one in Hollywood, it was hosted by Kaley Cuoco and Bob Saget, Steve-O, Josh Wolf. Fortune Feimster, myself, and Adam Ray were all performed. And I'm actually
all have dogs, right?
But Fortune doesn't have any pits. She's got like two small dogs, but Kaley Cuoco has three. She's hosts the event every year. Mm-hmm. She's done it for 7 years. And so that was great. But I also did Tacoma, Portland.
Tacoma.
I do them at Helium. Tacoma Comedy
You've dedicated
Club.
Your life to this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you've changed your whole career and all that stuff.
100%. 100%. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, there was a point when I was on a sitcom in 2015, mm-hmm. and I was doing both, and I was like, I wonder what will happen, like, if I'm on a series, how will I be able to do both? I did. It was insane. But, I'm writing, and I have a script at a production company that I'm taking out in January and hopefully will sell. I used to be a janitor on airplanes called Cabin Service. So I know
my friend's mom does that on American.
Oh, sweet.
She cleans out the cabins after everybody leaves.
Me too. Yeah, that's what I did for like 2.5 years. So, and I loved it.
You got to be fast, huh?
Well, there's through flights and then there's overnighters. Don't get it twisted. So overnighters are when you got to deep clean that plane.
When everybody's gone. They're going to take off.
That's right. You're scrubbing the bathrooms, the toilets. You're emptying the garbage, restocking the liquor kits. You're cleaning the windows, the tray tables.
Finding wallets.
Well, we found some stuff.
I know these jobs.
We found some stuff.
What's the strangest thing you found under a seat? An 8-ball.
What'd you say, an 8-ball? A used condom.
Oh, that's gross. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Whoa. Fucking Mile man. High Club over here.
Yep.
Mile High Sucio, bro.
Vomit. Lots of vomit. Weird places that people like would be embarrassed maybe and then hide it. But like they're thinking it. Like I'm not gonna find it. Like you're gonna barf in a McDonald's bag. You're going to wrap it in a blanket and then you're going to hide it. Like you think it's going to magically disappear. So yeah, I mean, it was I wrote a pilot about cabin service.
About that job? That's cool.
Yeah. It's really funny. And it's, so we'll see. So, you know, just grinding as usual.
And you've been in the news lately, too.
Yeah, I believe I have. I believe I have. Yeah. I mean.
You were like the first person. Well, no, you were mentioned with two others in the Louis C.K. Stuff.
It was actually five of us.
Five total.
Five
okay.
total, yeah. But, yeah, we went on record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you were doing a pilot at the time with David Arquette and Courtney Cox. Cox producing,
yeah.
Right?
I was producing, writing, and starring in it. Yeah. And that's when it happened. And
what was Louis' role on that? He was acting?
A guest star.
He was a guest star?
Yeah.
He did that as a guest star?
It was actually right before he did Louis, his show. Uh-huh. So he was like, he was a big deal.
Yeah.
And he was, but yeah, he was just a, he was a guest star, you know, on the pilot. And yeah, I mean, it's a terrible, it's a, you know, it's a.
He never did anything in front of you. He asked you to, if he could do that, right?
Correct.
He proposed, that idea.
Yes, he asked if he could masturbate in front of me in my dressing room as I was walking to set to shoot my scene.
He didn't say, like, just kidding, eh?
No, because he wasn't kidding.
No, because she said, she reminded him that he's married.
He has a wife,
has
a pregnant wife and a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, no. And I was like, crazy. Like, what the?
And you had no interaction with him before this pilot?
That would throw me off.
Like, what a weird
throw
question.
You off. Yeah, it's a bit.
I threw a loop. Like,
it's and you're walking onto the set to shoot a scene. Like, it's a really.
Yeah.
There's a lot wrong with it. There's a lot wrong with it. So yeah, and I it was time to, because you know the one thing that, like, you know, I'm actually going to be publishing an op-ed about my experience. Yeah. Because, you know, the New York Times doesn't say what they state the facts, but there's a lot more that goes into, and what, you know, there's consequences that are far deeper and far reaching, more than what just happened, you know.
Because you also, people ask, well, why didn't you talk about it, or why didn't you tell somebody? And you actually reported it to Courtney and David.
I did.
And you went through the proper channels.
They gave me the option to have him removed and shut down production, or to keep going. And I didn't want to be responsible, if you can imagine. Like, I'm saying the word responsible when I didn't do anything. But it's the part of it. That's the catch-22 of it all. I just didn't want to be the person who did that, because you just don't want, it's a terrible position to be in. It's a terrible decision to have to make. Yeah. You know, it's a day that you should be excited about, that you've worked so hard. You know, we pitched the show all over town and Fox bought it, and we were excited about being there. You finally get to tape day. You're in hair and makeup. You're walking to set. And then you're sitting in a dressing room having a conversation and being forced to make a decision that no one should have to make that decision. And so it sucks. It sucked then. It sucked all the years following it, for many reasons, which I will talk about. And it has been terrible since speaking out. It's been
really?
Terrible. Oh,
really?
Yeah. It's been
backlash
terrible.
For you?
Oh, yeah.
From other comics? Or people?
Well,
in
a lot
industry?
Of the comedians have been absolutely silent about it, which is upsetting, because if it's going to be a safe environment and truly equal for everybody, and we can protect one another, then you have to address that it happened. You know, you have to admit that it happened. But, like, it's been pretty quiet. It's been real, real quiet. And it's been really upsetting to watch people I, you know, respect and call friends, like, just outright defend the behavior. Because, you know, hey, he didn't rape us. So how it's not that big of a deal. You know, it's like that kind of talk. And it's like, wow. You know, it's not been cool.
People don't never think about, oh man, that was they never say like, oh, that was Joey's sister though. Remember before that we're talking about what happened, but that was Joey's sister. Do you happen to Joey's sister? You know, there's no talk like that. Like, that could be somebody's sister.
There's no personalizing
daughter.
Who that.
Yeah,
making that person a person. It's just this.
When I was
just
a kid, that was,
people we don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, there's no human.
Right. It's very strange. And it's like,
I know that girl. Like, she's a good friend of mine. Never like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, then, like, also the late night talk show hosts, every night, they are ripping on every single male predator that's being taken down daily, right? Not one has mentioned Louis C.K. That's their colleague.
Yeah.
And
well,
that's the thing
they're trying to reconcile.
It's gross.
But they thought about Bill Cosby back then.
Yeah. Everybody's kind of like holding their weight back right now to see kind of what happens. A lot of dudes are afraid to speak out on it, you know.
But
the
I think when
do you think that? Well,
I think it is.
But what are they afraid of? Answer me this. What exactly could Conan O'Brien be afraid to say? And here's the thing, too. Here's
back up another redhead, bro.
Yeah.
It's only two of us.
It's only two of us. Yeah,
Derek Carter's bald.
But you know the whole thing? That he worked there the whole, you know what I mean? All that thing. Friends,
the party starter.
It's like.
But you know, but here's the thing. Let me address that because I get it. And I've thought a lot about this. I've had 12 years to think about it. Okay, so. And it's terrifying to speak out. Like, the month leading up before this thing came out, I can't even put into words what it felt like. It still is awful because it's not what defines me. You know, I have a lot of accomplishments and I've been in this business a long time and done a lot of great things. And to be known as his victim is humiliating
for
me.
Or accuser.
Accuser. Yeah, it's like.
How do they call him? They don't call him victims. No, they call him accusers.
Yeah, they don't call him victims.
No, well, no, they call us victims because he admitted it.
Oh, right.
So we're victims.
Yeah.
But if they don't admit it, it's alleged accusers.
Right.
So here's the thing. I want to address what you were saying. It's like, you know, I have a lot of friends in comedy who I love, and a lot are men. I love them so much. And if it came out that, like, one of my guy friends in comedy was pulling his baby dick out and acting like just being a repugnant, filthy animal. Right?
That's funny you say that because I Martin Moreno told me one time that they were at backstage and he was gonna take off with a chick and then another comedian took out his penis and it was a baby dick. And Martin goes, that other girl got grossed out. And he goes, why did you leave him there? I don't want to be with that guy. That's just gross. You know, right. I can't leave my friend out there with that little thing. And Martin will verify who that guy was if he was here, but he just whipped it out like without even like no hello, no nothing.
And that's not okay.
And they
by
just
the
whipped
way.
It out. It was just
not it's
cool,
not okay. Man.
She
it's
was a
okay.
fan. She was a fan of the show.
Oh, that's even
terrible.
More
that's
up.
It.
Backstage
that's
just
it.
Whipped it out, and then Martin goes, bro, he just changed everything right there, man. Because you know we were probably going to get laid, but now it looks like. We're gross.
Bunch of savages.
I felt part of that. I felt like I was a pervert now because I knew the guy. But fuck that, bro. I left that motherfucker. I left.
Yeah. Good.
I took off.
Good.
I told the girl, you know what? I don't know. I don't really hang out with this guy that much. I didn't know he had a baby dick. But that's gross, right? Yeah. I've never been the one to do that, but like just whip it out. You know?
Well, because that's not appropriate. Because
I have a baby dick. When it's,
well, no, it's not even about
but
that.
Still,
you know,
I just know I can't.
Because it's not.
It didn't even cross my mind.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Like,
I mean, I show my gut, but that's part of the act.
Well, yeah, that's okay. Show your gut all day.
Joe Diaz, too. As many times he showed his testicles on stage, it was only on stage. He never whipped it out in
He's
front of everybody.
He's not victimizing somebody.
No. Yeah.
There's a big difference.
The
like,
Cuban
what the
egg
hell?
Oil,
I prefer
you know,
last cocksucker.
The cape and everything.
But yeah, like, if a.
Yeah,
if,
he had a cape on him.
If you, like, if, well, like, you if you approached me and asked me if you could masturbate in front of me, or you just started doing that as a thing, you're my husband. That's gross. I don't want to watch you masturbate. I don't want you to propose that to me. You wouldn't even ask to do that.
So for
somebody to be either a colleague or somebody you just started working with
no,
for
it's
the
wrong.
First time,
yeah. It's so many
completely
levels of
wrong.
It's in the workplace. It's predatory.
Grab-assing.
It's past
it's beyond grab-assing.
And now you were saying that at that time he was a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, you read his statement, didn't you?
Nah, I didn't get too much into it.
Sit down and have a read on it. He talks about how he wielded his power. And
okay.
It's about power and breaking people down. It's really dark shit. But I want to address what you were saying about the guys like
not
standing back
yeah.
and being scared and all the late night talk show hosts not addressing it. No one talking, everyone acting so shocked and stunned. Here's the deal. I put myself in their position because I'm a decent human being and can do that. And it sucks. Like if it came out about someone I loved, a very close friend of mine, I'd be super upset about it. I'm not going to lie. And I wouldn't know what to say. And I like Sarah Silverman in her statement, I would probably feel the same way. Like, I don't really want to address this because it's uncomfortable. I loved that person. I never had that experience with that person, but it's terrifying to find out that this is what that person can do and is capable of. I get it. I get that it's uncomfortable. I get that people don't want to talk about it. They don't necessarily know what to say. But I also think, too fucking bad. That's how I felt for 12 years. So you better talk about it. You better address it, and you better acknowledge it, because if you don't, you're condoning it. And that pisses me off. So it's like, you don't know what to say. You're uncomfortable. All right, well, take a few days. Think on it. Sit down and think on it. Talk to your family about it. Talk to that person about it. But to go out every night on a late night talk show and deliver monologues and rip on every single person.
On Ray Moore.
All of them. And yeah. Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
And the list goes on and on and on.
Weinstein.
Every
Fox
day.
Fox News. Oh, horrible.
O'Reilly. And
what Al Franken did.
All of them. So it's like, well,
Piers Morgan.
How come no one's...
Willie Barcena.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's a fear so much as it is.
I don't think it is either.
I think they're, one, they like the person, of course, which is, and it's hard to reconcile that this person
which
that
is
they
fine.
Like. Yeah, and that's
it's
understandable.
Fine.
And what you said about Sarah Silverman's statement is true. I think that she put it into good words. Like, I love this person. I thought he was great, and it never happened to me, but I am shocked. I'm disappointed. I'm sad.
And what he did was wrong.
Yeah. And Pamela Adlon kind of said the same thing. She's she was his wife on Lucky Louie.
She has her own little show, right?
She's the voice of Bobby Hill. She has her own show that he produced. But she said the same thing. She was like, I'm shocked and I'm disappointed and I have to figure out how I feel about all this, you know? And she didn't say any more than that.
Yeah, she probably should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she probably should say, like, you know, I do know how I feel about it. You can't do that to people.
Yeah.
You can't do it. It's not just women either. It's like, there's a lot of men who've dealt with some real mm-hmm. gross creeper situations mm-hmm. too, like with Kevin Spacey too. Like, it's pretty gross. Like,
and Terry Crews, the guy grabbing his package.
Like, so I do know though that there's this weird allegiance in the comedy world about not addressing it more so than anywhere else. I hope that changes.
And I think because it was him, because Louis was held on such a pedestal by so many comics.
Yeah.
Revered as, like, okay, the new, you know, Carlin level sort of person. They're waiting for their special to come out each year, and, you know, and then they have to kind of eat crow. Everybody kind of has to eat crow and go, this guy isn't as great as we thought.
Wait,
you know?
You mean his masturbation bits aren't hilarious?
I mean, his whole act was always masturbation.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Always.
Interesting. It's interesting, right?
Trippy, huh?
Right? Very
coming
surreal. Yeah. But I do, I did admire the work he did.
Sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But I think he's absolutely disgusting. And
I can't imagine somebody asking me that.
Yeah, it's good times, you guys. It's the holidays.
Well, now I know why he had different black t-shirt all the time.
Why?
They're all stained.
Gross. Oh, my God. Ugh. Well, we talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Were you thinking, I'm not going to talk about this. We're not going to talk about this. Or we're going to talk to her about this.
You write a book about it?
I wanted to bring it up.
Hell no.
No,
you
gonna
did?
She's going to write an op-ed piece. She said.
Op-ed.
I'm going to publish an op-ed piece about my experience and... Well, it's all the whole thing.
When it happened, did anybody walk up to you privately? Go, man, you better just shut up. Man. Don't say nothing.
No, because I didn't. He didn't do it in front of people. Oh. It was just to me, and then I went and told the head of production. Then she went and told Courtney and David, and then that's where it left it. It was up to me what to do, and then I just made the decision to
and
do
that's
nothing.
And that's the shitty part, even though...
Oh, there's a lot of shitty parts.
I mean,
parts.
That's a really... I know, a lot of shitty parts. But that's... Yeah. You know, as a woman, you get that in that situation a lot. Well, what do you want to do about this? Do you want to do this or this? And they're both really shitty choices.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't want all these people's jobs resting on my
Can you
shoulders.
Imagine?
I know. And then you've got that guilt.
I was craft server at that job.
Thank you very much.
And
now
then
I don't
you've
have
got
a job.
That guilt. And then
that's right.
You know, so you're kind of in trouble in your own mind. You've done
you're
poorly. Yeah. You know, and you didn't do anything wrong. But as a woman, you get a lot of those situations.
You were at the wrong place with the wrong time, and you came face to face with a monster.
And it doesn't always happen. It doesn't always happen with sex or whatever, but it's just you're often given that responsibility to make that choice. And I don't think guys are given those choices like that. You know what I mean? It's kind of a woman thing. It's like this, almost like a mom thing, you know? Like, okay, I'm the mom, so I have to choose between this or this. I don't get a choice that I really want, you know?
Anyway. It's interesting. No, that's what you're saying is, as this conversation is good. Conversation is good. It needs to happen. I mean, people who have children, you know, and daughters and sons, and like, they need to be talking about this and being like, hey, guess what? It's not okay to know a friend of yours is doing that and lie about it or condone it. It's not okay to do it to a girl. You can't shove a girl. You can't pull your dick out. You can't masturbate to fruition in front of a girl. You can't assault. You can't harass. You can't. All those things are not okay. Mm-hmm. And it's just like it's for the first time ever. It's really weird how and great how at the same time and uncomfortable and repulsive, but needed. This whole thing has become, the conversation has become daily. And I think that eventually it won't, but maybe there'll be change. I hope there is, for sure.
Where is SAG in all this, by the way? Because I was wondering, we were talking about this, like you know,
the
SAG,
union.
Like SAG-AFTRA, you know what I mean? Like, they haven't said one statement.
Because they're part of the working
like,
environment.
What they are technically, like if you get hurt
That's
on the job.
Yeah, like when I had a job at Dodger Stadium, I was part of the union.
Yeah.
And if I had a problem with anything, I was my shop stewardess, and he would take it up with the owner of the place. But there's nobody there at these. Like when you're working in a movie, there's no union guy there.
There's nobody there on
set. Protect you.
Yeah. And
there should be.
There should be. But if you get hurt on the job on a set.
Like they're there like, oh.
How come they haven't addressed what happened?
They haven't said a thing.
Because, you know, AFTRA and SAG, they're more worried about, are you getting those hours?
Yeah.
Well,
they
worry more about hours.
Well, I get your emails from SAG-AFTRA, right, all the time. They're just always about, oh, workshop on this, workshop on that, whatever. Where's the email that, in light of the recent events... We want you to be aware of our policy and what your recourse is.
How we feel about sexual harassment, SAG and AFTRA, not one article.
That's crazy.
This is what your recourse is if it happens to you.
Not at all.
Because do you know what to do if you're sexually harassed on the set now?
No, I didn't.
There's no new information.
Any other job with a union, if this were to happen, the whole play will get shut down.
There's even a union, a corporation. You know who to go
HR
to. HR
will get on your ass right away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know
that
you
would
can
not
it
be.
But right here in a movie, still, you got to go to the what? First AED?
You don't even know.
You do, although speaking of those Hertz commercials, when I did do those, they had a big meeting before that. It was a sexual harassment meeting that discussed.
You know,
like,
I have an OJ, right?
Here's what you don't do.
Right.
But nothing, there's nothing that's like, hey, when you're on a sitcom or we're on a set shooting a pilot and a predator approaches you and says in a real creepy way.
Yeah, if anybody in a set.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to stop in that moment, ring a bell, raise your hand?
Like at jobs sites, there's signs, you know, for harassment. There's signs for discrimination.
There's posters.
There's
things.
Signs for
in the break room and all that.
Being dirty.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, that's a good question.
There's all sorts of rights. And, you know, you have the right to go report it, but who? To whom?
Yeah. That's a really...
To El Canal.
They've been the most silent, I think, of all this.
I have not even thought about that.
We were talking about that the other day. Like, where is that?
We should be awarded free health care for the following year.
Yeah, man.
For therapy, if we want. I've gotten death threats.
Oh no!
Yeah,
really? Since coming out, really?
From fans or from professionals, or do you know?
Like, yeah, who's?
Redheads. Oh, not professionals. The professionals are just more silent, just staring silently.
Waiting for it to like blow over.
Yeah, so they can have him back on their show.
Star power, baby.
Yeah, yeah. But
Ghost
no,
Rider,
it's just his compulsive masturbating fans who were like, you know, going at me on social media.
The jerky boys.
Masturbation's overrated, man. Come on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Right?
They asked Gilbert Gottfried on something. He was showing his family. There's a documentary on Gilbert Gottfried and his family. Oddly enough, the family he's kept quiet for years. But he was talking about Louis C.K. and he said, I prefer to keep that Just between me and myself. I don't like to involve other people in that behavior. Like, who does? I just don't understand.
Well,
the public
it's a, I don't think that I really, in my opinion, I'm no psychologist, you know, and I'm also no prude either. Like, I'm not known for being, like, really clean or PC.
I think as a female comic, you can't be too PC about that stuff because it's around like, you, the discussions that everybody says.
Yeah, boners are funny. Balls are funny. But here's the thing. I don't think what he did or what he does or what any of these guys do, I truly don't believe. Again, I'm not a doctor, not even close. I have a seventh grade math level. But I will tell you this. I think that I feel like these men have, this is more about power. This is a sickness. This is something much, much darker than just like, hey, I got a boner here and I'm just
going to get rid of it.
It's not that. I really don't think.
Rub it out.
No, it's more about there's something like predatory. It's deviance. It's
like, I know I'm doing a guest star role on this show you're producing, but I'm more powerful.
Well, here comes Steven Seagal in a bathrobe.
That's right. That's right. There's something dark about it.
Yeah, you can give me the movie, but if you see Steven Seagal in a kimono and sandals, stay away.
Yeah, right.
And I'm your SAG after a union.
Hair's all down, huh?
SAG after a union. I should call my SAG after a union.
That's
rack.
What their official policy is. If you're harassed on a set,
really?
Because they haven't said anything. I haven't seen one thing come across from their mouths about. Just in case, we want you to know.
Are they busy?
I used to work in HR and recruiting and staffing and stuff. And if something happens like this and the environment is such where all this is coming out left and right in the industry, we would put out a statement. Look, in light of recent events, we want you to know you have a confidant here. You have a group of people you can go to. You don't feel comfortable with this manager. You can go to these managers. You're not alone. There's nothing from SAG. And, you know, it's a different, I mean, we have to admit there's a different environment in entertainment in general. But when they're SAG-AFTRA as a representative, you know, they're responsible as well, I believe. That's my feeling.
I think you're 100% correct. And maybe I'll make a
Thank
call.
You.
Make a call.
And maybe I'll record it and put it on speaker.
Call that chick from Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh,
what
yeah,
chick?
Gabrielle. Carteris. Yeah, she's the president.
She beat Issa Morales.
Hey, look, I voted for you.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, what
happened
there?
I voted for you over Issa Morales.
And you're a woman.
And you're a woman.
Who got pregnant.
Yeah, but you know, this stuff is who got pregnant.
As
I mean, seriously, though, it's happening to men, too, not just women.
No,
so
it is.
It's all over.
I remember Willie Barcena. He used to go pick up scripts from his manager. Not even his manager, the guy with scripts. He used to always answer. His office was in the living room. That's the first warning right there.
Little sign.
He would answer the door in his underwear and no socks. Mm. And Willie with his kids.
What do you think about it? Like, what if you knew a comedian that did? Did you know Louis?
No.
Oh.
He's known some skeeves. You know some creeper guys.
Oh yeah.
What would you do if that was your guy friend? What would you do?
We would beat his ass.
You would beat his ass. What would you do?
If somebody asked me what I would think about it, I would probably tell him what I would think about it.
What do you think about it?
It's not cool to be doing that shit,
dog. Listen, man, really, you're going to get arrested, dog.
You can't go, you know, go get a little prostitute or something. Can't go to Backpage or some shit.
I work with comedians, man, that have been so loaded that they're knocking on the only comedian's door. I work with a bunch of comedians, and there was one female, and I remember that one comedian knocking on her door at night. Hey, what are you doing? Let's party. God. Like, what are you doing, you fucking pervert?
Yeah.
But she started to joke around. She was telling us, like, it was funny. Like, Rudy, this guy was all loaded on my... This guy was all loaded knocking on my door. Yeah, man.
But still, man.
Let me in!
If the comedian doesn't get laid, nobody gets
laid.
That's
right, dog! What's up, fool? So when is your next show for your Pitbull comedy show?
I'm doing... wait, say that again.
One of your next Pitbull show. Not the rapper, by the way.
Your next Pitbull show for your next comedy show.
Hey, you gotta get Pitbull involved in these fundraisers. That'd be cool. What the hell?
Well, I don't have his number. Anyone got it or what?
Felipe, you're Latino. Perritos. Come on.
He knows him. I'll call him, dog.
Call him.
DJ Khaled. Let's talk to him.
Oh, yes. Please. He's so positive. The next show that we just finished the year-long tour this 2 weeks ago. And now we start the 2018 tour in New York City at Gotham Comedy Club. The last week of April. I believe it's April 29th, and then we're still determined how many cities we're going to do. We did 13 this year, and we may do more. We may do less next year, depending on my schedule, because I do them all. So, but the next one's then, and if people want to learn about what we do, go to standupforpits.us. And, yeah.
Not to be mistaken, but Rodrigo, stand up for armpits.
Under my wing, dog.
What is the webpage again?
Standupforpits.us.
Standupforpits.us, people.
I need you to promise me you're going to do one of those shows one time.
I will.
Okay. All right.
I will, man.
Okay. Thank you so much for the donation.
You're welcome, Rebecca Corey, people.
Do you think that anyone's clapping?
Yeah. At home, man.
Well, it doesn't come out till Friday.
At home. Glenn Carling in Ireland. Yes, mate.
Do you guys edit this all together and then just take tiny sound bites?
Shout out to all our listeners.
It's all going
to
be one stream, one thing. I might cut out the name he said, but.
Chris M. out there in Dallas. And that other fool, I forgot your name because I wrote it down on the sticker and then I gave the sticker to somebody unknown.
Who's Chris M.?
Some dude.
Right there.
Also, our new listeners who are listening to our podcast, what's up? Start at number one and then go backwards.
No, number one and go forward.
Happy holidays. Number one, go forward.
Yeah.
I mean, they could
start
with the newest one and go back.
Yeah. Spay and neuter your dogs, Bob Barker would say.
Yeah, do it.
He always said that. There's nobody saying that anymore.
Spay and neuter them. I know. Got to bring that back.
Close down pet shops. What? No.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I can't believe my friends, they used to have a lot of dogs in a housing project.
I think now in California, pet stores can't sell pets
anymore.
That's
right.
It's a new law. It just came out. Or it just got, I think it's September.
That's right.
Yeah. You can't sell dogs.
You can have rescue organizations or adoption agencies come in, but you can't be selling. You can't sell pets.
So pet stores.
Yeah.
Not individuals.
No, but you're supposed to have a license for that. You're supposed to be. But there's, again, like when there's millions of dogs in the shelter, what is the point of breeding?
Yeah.
Go get a job. Get a job at a pokey store. Do pokey. Pokey's a big thing here.
Kill tunas.
You know what I mean?
Pokey.
Give me an aside.
Did I ruin up the wrap? Did I ruin the wrap up?
No.
Tell me everything.
What's up, fool? I'm coming to Boulder, Colorado, and then Portland. So look out for those shows.
Yeah.
And December 27th, Flaco's fundraiser. He might get a new heart. And
with a covered line.
Third surgery.
And shout out to Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Paul Simon, you know who you are.
Mama Kiki.